What Does Dam Have to Do with Change Management? By Henrik de Geur. Posted on January 25th, 2010. While I could blog about change management on the asset level, I reserve that for a future blog post. I want to take a more global perspective of change management involved with the implementation and operation of a digital asset management solution within an organization. Just like many projects today, as soon as we begin implementing and operating a DAM within an organization, we often need to deal with people, process, and technology changes. So let's say we want a DAM within an organization. Now what? Install and declare, "We have a DAM," and walk away? Someone else will volunteer to do this, right? Buy a DAM, upload some stuff, expect people to use it somehow, and that's it, ain't it? No. Back up unless you want another solution to collect dust, otherwise known as a shelf baby. There is a fundamental shift which needs to occur within an organization as soon as we realize we need to implement a DAM, where we will need to deal with changes to people, process, and technology. This involves turning a DAM system into a real DAM solution. If we don't have all three involved and working together, this will not work properly. If the people don't want to use it, the system will become a shelf baby. If there is no process established and documented in writing, how are people supposed to know what to do with the system? People are not born with this knowledge. If there is no DAM system, people do not have the technology to manage digital assets throughout an organization. There is no sense pretending you have a DAM process if there is no established DAM solution, unless you have a fantasy organization. One would hope we treat our organizations like a business rather than a playground. Implementing a DAM solution can help resolve many of the bad habits as described in the 20 points of my first post when it comes to dealing with the organization's digital assets. Digital assets are not going away anytime soon. Change management can also involve expectation management. Status quo is no longer an acceptable way of doing business, regardless of the economy. No sense in sitting on our laurels because we did something a while ago. What have you done lately? Many organizations lose control and market share by resisting change and failing to adapt. It is your choice to adapt in one of three ways: a proactive manner, a reactive manner, or ignoring it and hoping it will go away. Like mobile phones and computers, this is the best way to become a dinosaur. What could this change with a DAM solution look like? For people, this involves the following. Before changes, environments tend to be closed and people tend to be isolated. After the change, tends to be an open environment with much more collaboration amongst the people. Lacking communication changes to easier communication. Slower delivery suddenly becomes rapid delivery. Localized thinking and action suddenly can become globalized thinking and action. Coveting my assets turns into sharing our assets. My budget can turn into a chargeback system for use across the organization. Endless meetings could turn into fewer meetings using DAM lightboxes. Fear of losing control turns into empowering by engaging and sharing. Already knowing it all can turn into willing to learn new things regularly. For those of us using social media, this may already sound familiar. The mindset of having my assets versus our assets is similar to sharing. After all, we work for an organization. What we create, i.e. digital assets, while working for that organization, is often owned by the organization. So those are in fact our assets, not my assets. Sharing is good. Otherwise, no one knows these assets exist, even within an organization. As for process, this may involve the following. before change, pick the cheapest technology available, then find out how we can conform to the technology's needs. Fragmented training with inadequate documentation presented once. What does this make sense? After change, picking a technology which meets our business needs first, then the budget for it. Training with supporting documentation available online. Eventually, individualized views of workflow suddenly become standardized and documented workflow based on roles across the organization. Difficult to budget projects suddenly become easily reportable projections for budgets per project. Difficult and time-consuming to find assets suddenly becomes easily and quickly found assets. The I don't know where it is scenario becomes quickly know what we have available. Liability to reuse becomes easier to reuse due to documentation on a per asset level. Rights and permissions that are unknown suddenly become accessible and legible. Subjective processes become objective processes. As for technology, this may involve, before change, we conform to technology, unknown duplication of assets. After the change, technology conforms to our business needs, reduced duplication of assets via checksums. Different applications and versions of software per employee can eventually change to uniform sets of applications and consistent versions of software per role. Limited thresholds become scalable thresholds. Obsolete equaling time to update can become regular scheduled updates. Coveted technology within a department becomes technology used across departments throughout the organization to save time and money. How do we manage change? To paraphrase Peter Drucker, we cannot manage change if we do not measure change. Find out what is improving and what still needs to be improved. When you have a dam and use it, run reports from the dam regularly, yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, or more often. Filter reports and analyze for factors regularly, measuring results for each factor. Establish metrics or common measures for use as reference. If results are not steadily improving on a regular basis, analyze why. The reports are black and white, purely objective, but the analysis may be gray, subjective, if you do not establish documented metrics. How many users are using the dam? How often? How many assets are in the dam? How many assets are getting uploaded to the dam per week, month, year, or even per project? How many assets are being used per week, month, year, or project? How many assets are being reused? How many times? What about management issues? We can evaluate employee competencies by running reports and analyzing each individual's user's results as well as the group results on a regular basis in order for them to have an objective measure of exactly what can be improved. Technical competencies are a must within each role and function, but training is often needed to keep up to date with new software versions, so budget the time for employee training. Training with written documentation for workflows. What is different from before? Be clear where questions can be directed to. Weigh the options on a weekly report over weekly meetings with management. Live 360-degree feedback and candor can be very valuable during times of change, which are more frequent nowadays. Some of the best feedback can come on an individual basis rather than as a group, depending on the personalities and comfort level. Not everyone will embrace nor accept change overnight. recognize the issues by listening and finding resolution in order to increase user adoption. Sometimes users will not be suitable for this type of work and may need to be reassigned or sometimes even shown the door if they are unwilling to change with the organization. They demonstrate being a hindrance to results, regularly fail to meet the objectives in a timely manner when given adequate support. If needed, find the links between the DAM reports, results per user, measure their individual ROI, and add it to an objective factor in their performance reviews for every DAM user. Management, as well as stakeholders, should be proponents and be model examples to changes. How do we apply change management? Awareness. Why is the change needed? Document issues and feedback. Desire. To support and participate in change. Involvement and leadership is needed. Knowledge of how to change. Plan, document, train, and share openly. Ability to implement new skills and behaviors along with the time and budget needed. Provide training and documentation and have continued support available. Reinforcement to sustain the change. Provide support, reports, and governance. Acknowledgement. Recognize top performers within their roles regularly. Point out key successes and results as goals for others. Charles Darwin said, "In the struggle for survival, the fittest will win out of the expenses of their rivals because they succeed in adapting themselves best to their environment." In the context of DAM, it is not the strongest who survive, but rather the ones who best adapt to change. How do you manage change and DAM in your organization? For more on digital asset management and other topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.